And in Pesach, there are a lot of different things where Ashkenazim and Sephardim have different minhagim, different halachas that they follow. So we'll speak about one of them here today, the machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah here on page one, number one, Inyan Birkas Borot V'Hagafen, the Daled Tosafot. So we know that the Shulchan Aruch, has the discussion. We know that we make a Borei Pri HaGafen on each of the Daled Kosos, but that's the Minhag Ashkenaz. That's the Ashkenazic practice. You have four Kosos, and we make a Borei Pri HaGafen on each of the four Kosos. But that is the Shita of the Ramon, the third line. Minhag ben Ashkenazim Rishona al kol kos v'kos. But the minhag of the Mechaber, of the Sephardic tradition, is only what? Shoseh kos sheni ve'ein mevarech halav. In other words, you make a bracha on the first kos and on the third kos. Because you have the what? You have the Birkas HaMazon in between. That's the closure. So then what's after the Birkas HaMazon, you're going to make another bracha. So the first kos will get a Borei Pri HaGafen, but there's no need to have a bracha on the second kos, because why should you have it? It's no different than if you would be eating a meal and you'd be drinking multiple kosos. So you make it, and if you benched, and now it's a new beginning. So now when you're going to have the third kos, that's going to be, you're going to have another bracha. So that's the Sephardic tradition of making a Borei Pri HaGafen on the first and third. And the Ashkenazic tradition is to make a Borei Pri HaGafen on all four kosos. Now, the opinion that needs the explanation is the Ashkenazic opinion, because the Sephardic opinion follows the regular rules of Hefsek, right? During the year, we do this, so the regular rules of Hefsek would mandate that once you make the Borei Pri, once you make the Birkas HaMazon, you start again. But to have a second bracha on the second kos, it was, even if you say a lot of pshatlach on the Haggadah, it still probably won't be enough to have a hefsek. I mean, there's a discussion in the poskim about Kiddush b'makom suda, but Kiddush b'makom suda is not only a question of the place that you have to make Kiddush b'makom suda. It's also a question of time. If you make Kiddush and then you take a long time to get to the suda, so that's also a question of Kiddush and Rabbah Suda, and that's a question that also raised about the Seder night, where we the time we get to the Suda, it depends, whose Suda it is and who's in charge of the Haggadah and who's running the show, how long it takes. But that itself is a question. I mean, we do have another halacha that says Yikadish V'yad, that when you come home on Friday night, you're supposed to say Kiddush right away. You're not supposed to have a whole discussion. And the Alter Rebbe explains the pshat is because the Shechina is here in your house. Shabbos came. So it's like if you have a guest that's in your house and you're letting him stay in the waiting room and no one goes to greet him. So the Kiddush is the official greeting. So that's why Yikadish V'yad. So that's why in my Sefer Minhagim, I have a whole discussion of what's the hetter to say Shalom Aleichem and Eishes Chayil and other people saying, but there's many more things there to say that you could say, you spend a lot of time saying these things. Okay, but that's not the topic of today's shiur. So we want to understand the Ashkenazic practice of saying four brachos. So number two, that's as pointed out, it's a misprint. It should say beer with an aleph, not with an ayin. Okay, shkios miyovin. And Rav Shechter has quoted this marker as well in one of his mamarim. Quotes that the Rif says, quotes the passages from Ravina, that every post is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, right? Whether it's the halal, the haggadah, or the whatever it is, so each one gets its own bracha. What does that mean? So Rav Shechter has explained, but it's all Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and his Milchas Shlomo has a long arichas on this, and that is, and we'll see on others, there's a lot of different sfarim that speak about the following idea, that Borei Pri HaGafen is not only a Birkas Hanen. And there's normally, like, when you have coffee, you make a shahakal on this, on the juice, on the whatever, the zonas, so the Birkas Hanen. So Borei Pri HaGafen is also one of the Birkas Hanen. But Borei Pri HaGafen is also as we'll see soon, is a bracha of Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu that created wine, like Rav Shechter has pointed out. Certain mitzvahs Chazal saw are appropriate to say that we're going to enhance the mitzvah with a kosher shel yayin. In other words, when we put on tefillin this morning, we didn't take a kosher shel yayin. Somehow, the kosher shel yayin is not going to enhance the tefillin. But certain mitzvahs, it's interesting to understand which mitzvahs Chazal thought appropriate and which not. Bris Milah, we have a kosher shel yayin, which is also interesting. And so there's a lot of different mitzvahs that we do with the kosher yayin. So therefore, we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creating yayin to enhance the mitzvah. And we're saying Shira Ala Yayin, we're saying the Borei Pri HaGafen. And that you can look in the Milchas Shlomo or Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Rav Shechter has written this similar idea as well. And hence, the regular dinim of Birkas Hanenin don't apply. So even though it's not a hefsek really between the first coast and the last coast. Maybe if you really gave a big haggadah, time of magid, but in a normal situation, it shouldn't be a hefsek, but since each one, the Kiddush and the Haggadah and the Birkas HaMazon, well, each one is a mitzvah with Neyatzmo, and Chazal thought appropriate that there should be a kosher yayin in each mitzvah. So therefore, even though according to the regular standards of hefsek of Birkas HaNenin, it wouldn't require another bracha. That was the minhag of Ashkenaz. And apparently, the Sephardic tradition is no. It's the regular Birkas Hanenin that we have. So if it doesn't require another Birkas Hanenin based on the standards of Birkas Hanenin, we have different standards of Shinei Makom and Shinid. So there are halachas when you are required to have a Birkas Hanenin. We don't have that. So therefore, the Sephardim say no. Just one of three don't accept this idea. And this Rif is quoted in the Magen Avraham on number two, the second source. The Taz says another, as pointed out, says another idea. The Taz here in number two, the third source on page one. The Taz says a different idea than how we just articulated the idea of mitzvah v'neatzmo. And that is the question of following, that is it possible to make a bracha and put a timer on the bracha? Whereas that the bracha should expire at a certain point. Or is that a bracha shei mitzvicho? Is that not? So, and this is relevant, like Birkas HaTorah. The question of whether you make it every day for Birkas HaTorah when you take it. But there is an idea that some Achronim have. Okay, I'm going to sit down so the Zoom people can see me as well. Okay, welcome. So the Taz says over here that the idea of that each one is a bracha b'fnei atzmo is not like we said before. That since each one is a bracha b'fnei atzmo, it gets its own thing. But no, since each one is a bracha b'fnei atzmo, when you say the bar piagafen on the kiddush, you only have in mind that it should last until this mitzvah is done, and when the next mitzvah that we embark upon is done, so then we have in mind that first bracha, we put on the timer. So now it shut off, so to speak. But not because each one is a mitzvah. Since it's a mitzvah of the atzmo, we have this ability, and it's not considered a bracha she'ein tzricha to put a timer, so to speak, on the bracha. And that's what he says here. Mashra The middle of the Tazia, the line that begins low. Because you master. It's as if you put a timer that the first bracha of Kiddush should only last until we're finished with this the Kiddush. And then we go to the next mitzvah, we're gonna make another bracha. We have that since each one is a bracha of the atzmo. We have the ability to do that. So that's the second exercise. Somebody wrote a beautiful piece in the Kol HaTorah journal from Europe that comes out twice a year and discusses these various explanations. So that's the second explanation. Again, first explanation is each one is a mitzvah of Neyatzlo, so therefore Bor Per Gofen is not only a Birkas HaNenim, it's also a bracha. So Brichas HaMitzvah, giving Shemach to Hashem, that he created wine to enhance this mitzvah. The second one is saying, since each one is a mitzvah, I have a right to say that I only want the Bar Pir Gofen to last for this particular mitzvah, and then it expires, so to speak. The third thing is the Gemara Chulin, with the Vilna Gaon quotes and others, and that is, here it goes on the next page, that maybe in a Panami it's a hefsek. It's a really like what the, that really it's a hefsek. Why is it a hefsek? It didn't take so long to go from one to the other. Because the Gemara says, whenever you have something that when you're doing, when I'm saying the Haggadah, so I can't drink at the same time. So since I can't, Mishteh right? So things that you can, in other words, even though if I'm drinking wine and then I'm speaking, I can't. But then who says you have to speak? But here you have to say the Haggadah. So if you're saying the Haggadah or other things, the Birkas HaMazon or the Challah, whatever, those things you have to say. And since you won't be able to speak at the same time to drink, at the same time he's speaking, so the fact that there's a mandate to speak in itself makes it a hefsek to make another bracha. So that, and that's the pointed out, that's the Gra's opinion of that he quotes this Gemara here in the Bir HaGra, and that's another explanation. So according to this explanation, it's a real hefsek. It's not like a mitzvah of the atzmo or a timer on the mitzvah along those first two explanations. It's a real hefsek because mishneh bruchi yafshar bevasachas, and therefore it'll be a real hefsek, and therefore that will require another bracha. So hence, as the Sefer Kol HaTorah points out, there are three different explanations, as pointed out in that kovetz, to explain the opinion of the Ramah that we make four different Bar Kriya Goffins on the Seder night. Now, to explain the idea of the concept that it might be a bracha in its own right, so and meaning that you make a Bar Kriya Goffin every mitzvah that you do, you make a Bar Kriya Goffin. So there is a discussion here in the Gemara in Erevin on page, it's the second page, number three, about making a Shechiyonu on Yom Kippur, and he says, well, if we make a Shechiyonu on the wine, so what are we going to do if we're going to make a Bar Kriya Goffin and then drink? But once you can make Shechiyonu, you mekabel Yom Kippur, so then you won't be able to drink from the wine. So the Gemara says, so maybe give it to a kid. So he says, you give it to a kid, and he'll remember. You know what happens? He always remember. What did we do? I remember when I was a kid, wherever. This is what we did. So that's the idea of Asi L'Mishroch. So we never want to bring memories into people's minds that will come to haunt us later and cause confusion. So we're going to give a little kid to drink on Yom Kippur, so that's going to cause problems. So he'll remember. Well, so there is,
what does Mishrach mean?
Mishrach means to follow along, or Sruchi, hang along. So there's a Rashi, and then Erevin says that really, the only reason why we drink from the kos is because it's gnai. It's a gnai that if you make a bar beer goffin, you should drink. So therefore, we'd have to drink. So the Rashi says, but what about the bracha of atola aspect of that? So he says like this. So he says, the Rashba says, Yiddush HaRashba, that what kind of a katan are we talking about that we've been given to drink from the wine on Yom Kippur? He says, Shegiyah l'chinuch mitzvahs, tainus. In other words, maybe it's a kid we've given to drink. If we would make the Shechiyanu on the coast, he's old enough to be yotzei with the bracha, and this way it's not a bracha l'batala because he needs it for chinuch, and he's not higia l'chinuch tainus. But if it would just be a little baby, then the bracha would be a bracha l'batala. But the Ravon disagrees, and he says in the end of page three of the Talmud, "Shuvahi third line." So he says like this, that really, you make a bar pir goffin, you could give it to an infant. Give it to an infant? What is an infant? I mean, how intelligent is he? They're only going at age 8 days. It doesn't register in the infant. So he says, no. Because you really don't have to drink when you make a bar beer goffin. Because when you make a bar beer goffin together with a mitzvah, so then there's another aspect to the bar beer goffin. It's not only Birkas Hanenin, it's a bar, you meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like of Shlomo Zalman, the Chashlomo, the Mishpar Yomer, the Moshe Brown, and they say many people that you're just praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creating, now, for creating this. But so it's not a bar beer goffin, but still, it's not right. Pasnished. Asnish, to make a bracha and not drink, which is the gnai, it doesn't look like. So if you give it to the kid, even if it's an infant, then what? There's no gnai. At least you went through the motions that someone drank, even though the person who drank was didn't hear the bracha, didn't understand the bracha, doesn't know what was done. That's good enough. So this happens to be an interesting machlokes in the Mechaber Ramah by a tainus. What's it done by a tainus? I remember it was tainus Esther. in the Beis Medrash, Tainis Esther, right before, you know, COVID broke out, so to speak. And when we didn't see each other for, and then it was in the Beis Medrash, Rabbi Shechter was there, Rabbi Willard was there, and they gave me the kibbutz to say the brachas. So Rabbi Willard said to me, so who's going to drink? Who's going to drink? So I said, the Tinuk is going to drink. So everyone goes, oh, that's the din. The Tinuk is going to drink. Why? Because we made the Bar Priya Gafen, right? But everyone was fasting. It was a Tainus Esther. So who's going to drink? So if you have the mother there who just gave birth, that could be a possibility. Who's going to drink? So the Ramah says you give it to the Tina. So you give it to the Tina. So with Tina, so the Ramah says this is the same idea of that Ravon, that when you do a Bria Gafen together with a mitzvah, it has another lot aspect to the Bria Gafen. It's a Birchas Hashevach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the wine to enhance the mitzvah, but not necessarily to drink. But you still have to drink, so it shouldn't be a gnai, so you give it to the Tinuk. And the Mechaber says no. And this is, as Rav Shlomo Zalman, all these people have pointed out, this Mechaber Ramal on Lashitaso. Because if you hold that my Mechaber, this Birkas HaBor Bar Gofen, only exists as what? A Birkas HaNenin, so then it's not going to work. If the Birkas HaNenin for a little, for 8-day-year-old, he doesn't hear, he doesn't understand, so then leave it out. Just leave it out of the Birkas HaGofen. That's the Mechaber Shita. And that's why the Mechaber said, you only have two kosos. Because if it's not going to have the regular rules of Hefsek, then it's not going to, it's not going to work. So the Mechaber, who says you have to have the regular rules, he'll say the regular rules are you can't make a bracha for an 8-day-year-old. And right, but the Ramah, the Shitaso, as these farm point out, says that no, there's a separate din that a Bar Bria Gofen could also what? Could also be a Birkas HaShevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creating this. So therefore, I can make a bracha on each mitzvah at the Seder, and hence I can even make a bracha. And who's going to drink? The infant. The infant in here, but it doesn't matter. You don't need anyone to drink, really. Because it's just the Shemach Darvoku that we're holding the wine to enhance the mitzvah. It looks a little strange, so we'll give it to the Tinuk, just to take away the awkwardness, but not as a real requirement. Oh. So in the Sefer, in this, it's Koivitz, so that it comes out in England, the article that the person wrote was a fascinating thing. I was away and out of town on the Shabbos, so somebody came over to me and told me that their wife had surgery, and the question about the dalkosis was going to be a question. So we talked about, you know, maybe Tamar Medina could be a possibility if she can't have the wine or the grape juice. So, Chamar Medina, so I said, I think, not everyone agrees, I think the best Chamar Medina today is coffee, right? Coffee, and more coffee, part of milk, you know. You never, you know, I think people invite their friends over to have a cup of coffee. You don't invite your friends over for grape juice. Yeah, a cup of coffee. So that would be the best thing. So she said, wife's not such a coffee drinker. The coffee drinker, you're right. I'm not a coffee. My wife is the coffee drinker in the family. I'm not the coffee drinker. My wife is the sushi eater and the coffee drinker. I'm not sushi and not coffee. But okay, everyone has their thing. My father, you know, today I said, maybe my father's your side. So my father always used to say to me, you have to educate your palate. So I try to follow my father's requests. I don't know if I was Makayim educating my palate the way he would have liked to, but okay. Oh, so the other possibility says, okay, how about orange juice? How about orange juice? Yeah, she's had orange juice. Yeah, she likes orange juice. So that was another possibility. Now, orange juice is a whole discussion. But bracha, the learning takes a bevarchim in the yeshiva. What bracha should you make on orange juice? The belt makes shahakal on the orange juice, even though there could be other shitas, okay, but that's not the finish here. So the question is like this. This is what this fellow wrote this article about. And the question was, if you're going to have, say, orange juice, let's assume what, you make a shahako or a coffee. Even coffee is a question about bracha to make, but everything's a question about bracha to make. So, and for the Ashkenazim that make four brachas on the Bar Per Gofen, is that only a din by Bar Per Gofen? Because Bar Per Gofen is a special bracha that maybe also has wears two hats. Maybe it's not only a Birkas HaNenen, but it's also like a Birkas HaShemach or Birkas HaMitzvah of that sorts. But Shahakol, does Shahakol have such a thing? So the question is, if you're going to do the Dal Tosos on the Chavar Medina, will you also then, according to the minhag of the Ashkenazim, make four brachas? Or even Ashkenazim will follow the Sephardic tradition only to make two brachas, because maybe... And this could be, and this fellow writes, it can be told in the different reasons that we said before, because if Baruch Perek Goffin is something special, it's only a din of Baruch Perek Goffin. It's not a din in the Shahakol. But if it's a din that you have in mind, that it only lasts like the Taz, or the other idea that it was a Hefsek, because, so then maybe Baruch Perek Goffin also, but Shahakol Yibid Varo also could make four Shahakol Yibid Varos. In that, and it's he points out it's a suffix in the Prima Gadim. In the Prima Gadim, this Shaila, and then he has a discussion what the suffix of the Prima Gadim really is. The Prima Gadim is here on the bottom. He says, Brahmakogya, we hear of the apple trunk. So this is some type of, 2 lines from the bottom of page 3, some type of apple juice or something like that. Don't elevar bracha, be my close echad, because birkas amazon, sorry. So he says, when you have, and that's the discussion, if you have Chamer Medina, so would you also make four brachas according to them? Or maybe that's only if the bird have nothing. But if it's going to be a shahakol, so if you assume that first idea that we had, that's sort of a birkas mitzvah, so that could apply both. Maybe just to that could apply maybe just to bar beyond kofen. So only bar beyond kofen has that chashivas of that. But maybe and that it's a fascinating discussion. But the prima gadim is the one that that has this idea. Then just skip now to page 4. But we're up to page 4. Let's skip to number 6. We'll get to number 6. Go to number 7. The discussion as well about if you were drinking, you know, the concept when Purim is on Friday, so there's different minhagim. Some people make the suda early, right? And some people, if you live in my building, I live right above Goldberg. Sleep. So Rav Goldberg does Parish Matal Mekadesh. She has a whole thing that goes into Shabbos and a whole discussion. So it means that you start to, you have the Purim Suda towards the end of the day. And then you lead the Purim Suda into Mat, into Kiddush, into Shabbos. And that's the Minhag of Yerushalayim to do that. I don't know if it's the Minhag of America, but people who live in America who feel that they're in Yerushalayim might want to do that. As well. So there's a discussion when you make Kiddush at the that Friday night, you were drinking wine before at the Suda, right? So you'd have to make another Bar Pri Hagafen on the Kiddush. So that's the Shulchan Aruch says that you don't. So that's is discussed in that Maimer as well of this idea and how it fits in. Then Maimer Torah of this idea, because if it's a separate bracha, separate mitzvah, so maybe you should make. But the Shulchan Aruch says not, so that has to also be brought in the mix. And the last thing that's brought in the mix, respectfully discussed in this article, is under the chuppah. So under the chuppah, so the chuppah is always a exciting time. Sometimes it can be a hefsek under the chuppah, right? I was at a certain wedding that what happened, the smoke detector, fire alarm went off. That was a beautiful Amishvel wedding that we celebrated together. But then the most recent Amishvel wedding was outdoors, so we didn't have any smoke detector that went off in the middle of the chuppah. So that was good. Hashem. So we can make two Purim Pirogafins under the chuppah. So then we have Shechtefor, maybe that's based on the Ramban, that we have each one is a separate mitzvah, the Erusin and the Suman. But then one could ask the question that some ask is, but there both the Mechaber and Ramban agree to that. So when based on the thing, maybe it shouldn't. So it could be that you have to bring in the Taz, that maybe when it's two things so distinct, they used to do a year apart. You know, the old days, you didn't get married right away. I mean, you got married, and then you took off a break, and you say, see you in a year, and then you continue the festivities a year later because of the lack of monetary ability to get ready for the wedding. But we'd make it two more pair of coffins on the chuppah. And, you know, when we read the ksuba in between, right, as the Ramah points out, but not the Rav Shach point out, but ksuba in between really should not suffice to be a hefsek. So Rav Shach point it was based on the Ramban, that each one of the mitzvahs was in the Atzlo, and then you have to understand the Ramban, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, so let's try to keep up to the time. Number six was Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, what's the four kosas all about? So we know Hosesi Salfi, but he says another pshat is that what the negi the arba kosas of Paro, right? In Parshas Vayeshev, that was my bar mitzvah parsha. This year was special for me. Why? Because when it's Vayeshev, Shabbos Chanukah is usually Mikates. Once in a while, it's Vayeshev and Mikates. But it's very rare that it's one Shabbos Chanukah only Vayeshev. This past year was, and my bar mitzvah. It was, and maybe one or two times since then as well. So just have Vayeshev Shabbos Chanukah. So one year I was invited to spend Shabbos in Jamaica States on Vayeshev. So I gave part of the scholar residence was to give the drasha, etc. So I gave the drasha on this Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, what's the four kosas of Paro have to do with the Dalet Kosos of Pesach. So in the Sefer Kimotzei Shaul Rav, he quotes from somebody, he says the following idea. He says, how did Yosef know that the Sar HaMashkim should be reinstated in the Sar HaTabakim? It's because Yosef knew. Can tell by the fact that he's saying Kos Paro, so many times that he had a sincere desire to be reinstated, not because he wanted the covet of the job to be Paro's butler, etc., because he really wanted to service the king. He so much appreciated the king. He wanted, and since Yosef saw his sincerity by saying Kos Paro again, so therefore he said he's sincere. Don't get the job back. Sar HaTabachim, he's in it for himself. He's not going to be reinstated. And the same thing we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the Lel Seder. He said, you know, we're in Golus now. We don't have the full Seder. We don't have the full Korban Pesach. We don't have the thing, but we have a yearning desire. And just like Aro was, Sar HaMashkim was reinstated based on Yosef's interpretation of the dream, so too we want to be reinstated as well and be able to come to the Yerushalayim and to have a real Pesach and a real Korban Pesach as well. So I would say, as in conclusion here, it's day of the tomorrow. Today is my father's yahrzeit. Tomorrow is Chaim Arbuzfeld's yahrzeit. And nothing that he enjoyed more is the grandeur of this yeshiva, of the seeing the yeshiva in its tremendous glory. And the Rebbeim and to everything, and we know Dr. David is always on top of things. When you see a new chair in the basement, you know, you don't have to ask where these chairs come from, or where the carpet come from, or where, because they have a tshuka, a yearning to see it with tefarto, to see things in the proper way and with tefarto. So just like the Sar HaMashkim, Yosef said, he's for real. He's the real deal. So we say every night, every year at the Pesach Seder, we're going to make the Dalot Kosos, and if we're Ashkenazim, we're going to make four brachas on them. The Satmar Rebbe said that when you repeat a mitzvah, every time you do the mitzvah, you go higher in that mitzvah. That's his explanation of having it. And he said, the Panim Yofos and Pashas B'Haloska, the HaFlo says, a yahrzeit, what's the idea of a yahrzeit? Every year, we always say, Neshamash HaRav Aliyah. Every year, it's getting higher and higher, and therefore it's judged on a different level, because now you're a different level of a person. So you get a different type of judgment than you had last year, because now you're on a higher level. We expect more. And that's the idea. Every year, every Dalot Kosos is a higher level. And Bez Hashem, when we remember Rabbi Chaim Arbisfeld, we remember that idea of the yearning to see the glory of Torah, the glory of this yeshiva, the glory of Torah. And that should be the true nechama of our memory of an individual who really appreciated, not for any cover, not for anything, just appreciated the chashivas of Torah, chashivas of Rebbeim, and his beautiful family follows in that legacy. So it's a big schus to be here together with you all this morning. And now I'm going to go say another shir in memory of my father, and Shama should have an aliyah, and we should all be able to see peace in Eretz Yisrael and be able to Mekayim Adir, who even based on the Karov, in Hera B'Yameinu, the Karov, Amen.